Lennart Båge, welcome.
Thank you very much. I don't have any nice PowerPoints, and I'm not an academician, I'm a practitioner. And there are many comments I would like to make, but we are short of time, so let me focus on a few. First, I would like to just underscore what Hans Rosling started by saying, namely the aid taxonomy, and knowing the landscape, not only in terms of classification and taxonomy, but also what is actually happening. It's a vast area that needs a much better understanding to discuss it. Secondly, the term multilateralism or multilateral institutions was mentioned. And I think one has to be clear. To me, multilateral institutions are institutions where donors and recipients are members, like in the UN, like in the Bretton Woods institutions. They have different powers, but they're members. The EU is a pool of donors acting as a bilateral or a unilateral donor to countries that are not members of that organization. So I think it's clear, and that leads me to the comment that while we're here to discuss the effectiveness of multilateral aid organizations, it's important to realize that many of these, in particular the UN, including the Bretton Woods, are there for a larger purpose. It's about pooling the resources and the political power of the international community, the global community, for a number of reasons. So that shouldn't negate that they need to be effective, but we need to see this larger picture of what is happening. And I think it's interesting that many of the emerging issues key for us, be it global warming, climate change, be it pandemics, be it poverty in a different way now than maybe 10 years ago, migration, food security, you can name a number of issues, they require a multilateral approach to be effectively dealt with. And so the issue is very clear, how to make the multilateral system more effective, more efficient, not to replace it by unilateral and bilateral. There is, of course, a balance to be kept, but I think, and when we look to new issues, just to take one example, we have the global warming and the climate change issue. Now, what do we do about it? We do a number of things negotiating within the UN, but we also set up the Global Climate Fund, the Green Fund, with a target of $100 billion a year, 2020. Is that realistic? Well, we don't know, but it is an example of the fact that it's the multilateral approach that is key for addressing new issues. We can also look at the world where power is more dispersed than maybe ever between countries and also between state and non-state actors. So to manage global issues, global challenges in that world where power is more dispersed, clearly you need institutions, common institutions, multilateral institutions. And at the same time, many would say that international institutions are weaker today than they have gradually become weaker. And so there is a context, I think, that's important when we look at multilateral effectiveness. I would then like to add one thing that may not come out here today, and that is when aid effectiveness in multilateral institutions are discussed, and it is discussed in many fora, it's always a focus on goals, targets, priorities, coherence, coordination, but much less on governance, leadership, and management. That's to say, it's the political issues that are at the forefront of discussions. And the effectiveness, or you could even say efficiency, of the entities, of the institutions that we have is much less discussed. And having been both outside and inside the system, the UN system in this case, for many years, it is clear to see that the issue of funding, the issue of management and leadership and governance, as I said, is not getting the right attention or the proper attention. because we can see, as we look at our bilateral aid agency, CEDA, or at other institutions, we look very much at how they perform, not only what they do, but how they perform. And that requires members in the multilateral system to be part of the governance system with the professionalism and the competence that is required also for managing institutions, not only to discuss priorities in terms of goals and targets. And here we can see that Sweden actually has a long, proud tradition. The Nordic UN project some 20 years ago started this discussion of trying to analyze the UN system in the development arena in terms of effectiveness and efficiency. We have the Four Nation Initiative in 2005, and we have now the MOPAM, which Björn Gilsæter will talk about this afternoon, which are endeavors to try and address these issues. But it's interesting to note, and Björn will probably elaborate on this, that when it comes to MOPAM, to look at issues of management, such as cost effectiveness of institutions, is very sensitive and not really liked by many members. So, in conclusion, the UN system, the multilateral institutions, the international organizations are there for a political purpose that is very strong and growing, and of course, as members of them and in governing, they need to be more and more effective and efficient. The alternative to leave and close down is very rarely relevant. I know only of two multilateral institutions that have been closed down over the last 40 years. So it's really imperative that the work that we're doing here of trying to engage with the issues and trying to give a basis for a much more active governance role of Sweden in this institution is taken seriously. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your very interesting comments. Now we will take a brief break. We will start again 20 to 11, and then we will go to the UK and see how they assess multilateral effectiveness there, as well as MOPAN, and we have a panel discussion. So welcome back then.